Today is Tuesday, the 2nd of February. Gosh, the 2nd of February, 2016. And I am Adam, and we're going to have a nice little conversation today. How's everyone doing? I'm doing fantastic. Thanks for asking, as my co-host on Dubious Intent would say. So anyway, I don't know what everyone's been doing there, but I am maintaining my weekly schedule. So, and I have a lovely hum in my audio. That's great. Or a lovely, some kind of piece of electronicness. I think I need to like go in a closet like I did in the old days with no, you know, one little recording device and I don't know, you know, no electronics around because I seem to get all these, you know, I can't even make the noise, but I apologize for my voice today. I don't know. I have some phlegm in my throat that I can't seem to get rid of. So you're just going to have to, I'm going to barrel through it because I tried to clear my throat and I tried to do a couple of things and there was, I couldn't do anything about it. So this is going to be my voice for today. But anyway, so not much happened since last week, really, but I did want to talk about a couple of things. And one of them was this new device that I got, and I talked about it on Dubious Intent, but I really wanted to complain just a little bit. So I got this device called an Automatic, and you can get it at automatic.com, and it's a great device. It's more for like, I don't know, it's more of a toy right now. I mean, it doesn't really do anything that I need, but it's a device that you hook into the diagnostics of your car, and it hooks up to a Bluetooth app on your phone, and you can get third-party apps as well that will allow you to automate certain things like, you know, the Amazon Echo will tell you where your car is parked, and you can hook up certain IFTTT script automation things to, you know, send an email when I pull into my garage, or better yet, probably, you know, turn on my lights and my TV when I go in, when I pull into the garage or something. And so I got that and it works fine. I haven't tested any of the third-party apps. It works fine. But one thing that's really annoying me, and I think I'm going to like go on to the forums or something and talk to them about this. It gives you a score on your driving. And look, I'm a good driver. I am a good I know everybody says that, but seriously, I am a good driver. And I'm actually a grandma driver. I would consider myself to be very cautious. I don't really go over, you know, humongously over the speed limit. I don't, I was trying to think. Anyway, a lot of people think that I drive like a grandma, but I used to be a claims adjuster. And so I guess I got nervous because of all the accidents that happen and everything. But this app, it only has three criteria for whether or not you're a good driver. And one of them is how fast you're driving. Well, it's not based on location or the road that you're on or the speed limit of that road. It is set at a static 70 miles per hour. So as long as I stay 70 miles per hour or below, I get a check mark, a green check mark on that little, you know, that little one condition. The other is hard braking. I don't think I brake hard, but once a day, at least, this device thinks that I am braking hard, and I disagree. I would like to know what they consider a hard brake. And then the other thing is, what's the other thing? It's hard braking, speed limit, and fast acceleration, which I never do that. I drive a sports car, but I never do that, you know, try to, you know, 0 to 60 in 5.2 or whatever it is. But anyway, so my bone to pick is mainly around the speed, because there are highways. First of all, there are highways where the speed limit is greater than 70. So automatically, if I'm driving the speed limit on those highways, for instance, in Texas, I'm automatically breaking that rule, even though legally speaking, I'm going the speed limit or less. And most people go like 5 miles over the speed limit. No big deal, right? But it dings you. I mean, the moment you go over 70 miles an hour, boom, you're getting a red check in the app for that trip. And then also think about this. I could be driving on a 25 mile an hour school zone or something like that, and it's still going to think I'm driving perfectly, and I could hit 5 people and it would have no idea. I mean, maybe the fast or the hard brake would give me a bad score. But anyway, and then I don't know how I've gotten, like, one day I tried and I got like 99% on that particular day. And still, when I look at my rating against other people who have this automatic app, I was only in like the bottom 40% of drivers. So are they trying to lead me to believe that like, you know, 60% of their drivers get 100% on their driving all the time? I don't understand that at all. Anyway, so I think I'm going to go on their forums and be like, dude, seriously, especially that speed thing, or add more criteria or something. Give us a chance. And I don't even know why I'm worked, but now I'm all worked up about it. Like every time I get out of my car from a trip, I'm looking down at that app to see, oh, how did I drive? How did I drive? And, you know, maybe that's good. Maybe everyone will get this device and then, you know, everyone will drive better. But they really need to fix the speed limit thing for sure. For sure. So the other thing I wanted to talk about was I want to start this new thing. And I've had this idea for a couple of years, but I didn't, you know, it takes time to do segments on a show. You have to prepare them. You can't just sit down and start talking. But one segment I wanted to do, and it's going to make it seem like I'm just a negative podcast, like all I want to do is complain about stuff. And maybe partly I do want to use this as kind of a sounding board, this podcast. So it's not that I'm so negative. It's just, you know, I want to mention things that annoy me in life or whatever. But I want to start this thing, and I'm going to create a hashtag on Twitter, and it's going to be hashtag top 8 hates. So top 8 hates. So T-O-P, the number 8, H-A-T-E-S. And I'm going to, and maybe every week I'll see how this goes. I'll try every week if I get enough. If not, I may extend it a couple of weeks. But I'm going to give a topic. I'm going to say, okay, here's the thing that happened to me. And I want you to give me something that you hate about whatever. And then on the next week, I'm going to do a rundown, kind of like the top 10 list on David Letterman when he was around. I'm going to do the top 8 of those responses that I got. And I'll probably put it on Facebook and, you know, some other places. But so this week I want to talk about, I have this thing. I eat a lot of fast food, and I shouldn't. I know it's not healthy, but I do. So I eat a lot of fast food. And one of the places I go is Wendy's. And some people like Wendy's, some people don't. But for the most part, I mean, they have a pretty good selection. They have different, a lot of times they change up their menu so you can try new options and things of that nature. And you also have some healthier, and I'm doing air quotes right now, but you can do some healthier type options. Anyway, so I go to Wendy's quite a bit. Well, the past year, I'll say. So, you know, most fast food restaurants now have those monitors or those LCD screens in the drive-thru. And they put your order up on the screen so that you can make sure that it's correct. And that way, you know, they don't have to call the order back. You can just check it. A lot of them will say, if your order is correct, please drive around, et cetera, et cetera. You know, they want you to look at it, make sure everything was correct on there, and then go about your day. So I would say for the past year, I've been going to Wendy's, and there are two locations near me, so I've gone to both of them. And for some strange reason, they've decided to stop using that monitor. It's there. It works there. I mean, it has the nice little Wendy's logo. Sometimes one of them has like advertisements that scroll across, you know, and things of that nature. So I know the damn thing works. I know it works, but it doesn't allow for whatever reason, they're not putting the orders there. I don't even know if it doesn't allow for it or what. And it drives me crazy because not only does that monitor not display your order, but I think all of the staff at those Wendy's locations have been trained not to call back the order because, you know, before it stopped, over a year ago, the orders were automatically displaying on the display. So they don't call back the orders. So, and I know this is a little thing. I realize this, but it annoys me. So I go through the line, I call out my order. Usually I have customizations that I'm doing, and I always get a diet drink. Nothing comes up on the screen, and No calling it back. Nothing. They just say, okay, your total is $8, drive around. And that's it. So they don't call it back. I've even been really pissed off and irritated one day. And I'm like, would you call that back to me, please? And I know that sounds bitchy and maybe they like spit in my food. But I'm kind of, the main thing that I am paranoid about is what if they don't give me the diet drink and I don't realize that it's not diet? And I get those big, huge, like the largest possible 40 bajillion ounce drinks. And if I get all of those calories and I'm on a diet at that time or something, I've completely blown my day. I could get a grilled chicken sandwich and a side salad and think that I'm getting a diet drink and drink all that sugar and not know it. So I've even gone so far as to parking and going in sometimes so that I can make my own drink because they're not calling it back. Anyway, so I hate that. It drives me nuts. I'm serious. I've seriously considered going to their website and filing a complaint that both of the Wendy's in this location don't use the monitor and they don't call back your order. So you have no idea. Oh, and the other thing is they stopped giving you a receipt. So not only do they not call it back, they don't put it on the monitor, but I don't even have a receipt showing me if they got my order right. And if they get it wrong, I don't have proof that, you know, that I ordered it a certain way and they didn't. Anyway, it drives me, as you can tell, it drives me absolutely nuts. Absolutely. Sorry for that noise. I keep sitting stuff down on my table. It drives me completely crazy. And so what I want to know from you guys is I want to know, what are the things in a fast food restaurant? Now, this can be drive up. This could be going into the restaurant. This could be any of those things. But what I want to know is, what are the things that absolutely that you hate, that drive you crazy at the fast food restaurants that you frequent or any fast food restaurants? Or have you, and it's going to, I want this on Twitter. So what I want you to do, and now I'm going to have to look because I don't remember what, I want you to tweet me. And if you don't know my Twitter address, if you don't know if you don't know my Twitter address, you can ask Baron Frosty. But I'm Geeky Gay TV, GEEKYGAY TV on Twitter. And so I want you to, you can at reply me, and I want you to include so that I'll know that it's for this segment. I want you to go ahead and put hashtag #top8hates, #8hates. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to collect those throughout the week. And then next week, we're going to have a little segment. I'm going to try it out where I list kind of in a top 10 fashion, you know, like David Letterman. I list the top 8 hates of myself and the listeners. And I'll include some of mine as well. But I think you guys know. Not calling back the order and not displaying it on the little screen drives me absolutely crazy. I hate it. So I'm also, I'll just tell you guys, and there I go again, setting my damn drink down on the table. So I'll tell you guys also, I'm playing around with my audio. I got a new, if you listen to my other show, you'll know that I had horrible issues on Sunday. So I'm actually looking at changing my live setup to use a different computer. But my local setup, the recording, it's I got a compressor, basically, noise gate. And I found a tutorial in the Amazon reviews for this device where a voice actor is telling you where he sets his knobs. And I still think I'm a little bit off today. So I'm going to be playing around with it. I think I may be over compressed a bit. And I may be also the gate may be a little too sensitive because some of my breaths sound kind of weird at the moment. But anyway, so I'm going to be playing around with that because I'm trying to get my audio as good as possible and as radio-like as possible. So and I may never achieve that, but it's something that I've always tried to do. I don't know, for the past 8 years that I've been podcasting. So you may notice some slight changes on audio. And just bear with me. Don't be annoyed. I always try to have the best audio possible. And sometimes I achieve that and sometimes I don't. Anyway, so don't forget Twitter, #top8hates, #. And this is going to be the things you are annoyed with or hate at a fast food restaurant. And if you want to contact me, you can contact me at adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can tweet me, GeekyGayTV, and you can find me at my other show over at dubiousintent.com, and we record live on Sunday evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern, and you can find a lot more shows over at pride48.com. So I will see you guys next week. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find more shows over at pride48.com.